This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's up to the CDC now. Now that the FDA has approved COVID boosters of the Pfizer vaccine for those 65 and older and others at high risk. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the CDC's meeting, which is continuing today.
It follows final authorization from the FDA, which decided to limit boosters to seniors 65 and older and those with underlying conditions or jobs that put them at risk of severe COVID illness, a much smaller group than what the White House had envisioned. Not everyone on the CDC panel even agrees there should be a third shot of the Pfizer vaccination. This is only for Pfizer boosters. Future hearings will be held for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson has headed home from a Chicago hospital a month after being diagnosed with a breakthrough COVID-19 infection and following physical therapy for Parkinson's disease. The Biden administration's taking heat from Republicans and Democrats over how it's dealing with Haitians at that makeshift camp in the Texas border town of Del Rio. Two U.S. officials tell us many of the migrants are being released into the U.S., though the authorities aren't telling us how many. Others are being expelled, flown home. Wade McMullen is with the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization. He's been to Del Rio, and he says it's not a good situation for the migrants.
People are sleeping on the dirt in a makeshift shelter. People are having to cross back into Mexico to purchase food and bring it back to the camps for people that are hungry. It's a terrifying situation for a lot of people down there right now.
The National Weather Service is warning of a slow-moving cold front that's moving through the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast through Friday, with heavy rain possible. That could lead to flash flooding. This is AP News. The South Carolina Supreme Court is upholding that state's Confederate Monument Protection Law.
The South Carolina Supreme Court has upheld the legality of the state law that prevents moving a Confederate monument or changing the historical name of a street or building without the legislature's approval. But the justices struck down a requirement that two-thirds of the General Assembly must approve a move or name change. The ruling keeps the state's Heritage Act in place. The Heritage Act was passed in 2000 as part of a compromise to remove the Confederate flag from atop the South Carolina Statehouse dome. The rebel flag was moved to a pole on the Capitol lawn, but it was removed in 2015 after 9 black church members were killed in a racist shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. I'm Mike Gracia.
San Francisco's ramping up efforts to stop brazen shoplifting, like the shoplifters in masks who carried armfuls of designer handbags out of a Neiman Marcus store. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.